Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A man has died following a single vehicle crash in the Hunter this morning. Emergency services were called to George Booth Drive at Buchanan shortly after 8:30, following reports a vehicle had left the road and hit a tree. Police located the body of the driver, who was a man believed to be aged in his 40s. However, he is yet to be formally identified. Officers from the Hunter Valley Police District established a crime scene and commenced an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the crash. A report will be prepared for the information for the coroner. Hunter New England Health is encouraging residents to continue getting vaccinated as the state heads towards Freedom Day next week. It follows after a further 65 new cases were identified within the district in the past 24 hours, with steady increments in the Upper Hunter. Another one was confirmed in Muswellbrook's LGA as well as Singleton. Heading north of the valley, Gunnedah confirmed 6 new cases, while Liverpool Plains in Werris Creek also confirmed 1. Of the new cases, 34 were infectious while in the community. Hunter New England Health's Dr. David Durheim is urging residents to keep booking those jab appointments.
The 11th of October is rapidly approaching, and there's a sense of anticipation in the community about how things might change. The only way, though, that we can really enjoy the next month is to make sure that we're all vaccinated. We see large numbers of cases, not only in Lake Macquarie, in the greater Newcastle area, now seeding into the regions. And it's quite clear that as restrictions are lifted, there'll be more spread of the virus. We all need 2 doses of vaccine.
And Fire and Rescue New South Wales has extinguished a school fire on Patrick Street in Singleton overnight. Firefighters arrived to the former school complex on fire, with 2 buildings alight in the abandoned section of the school. Crews gained access using power saws and specialised tools to enter the boarded up buildings to extinguish the blaze. Once firefighters had control of the situation, the scene was handed to the New South Wales Police for further investigation. Superintendent Scott Dodson is reminding locals of the importance of calling 000 when something is amiss. He says, especially for fire emergencies, it can be the difference between life and death, or a building or another property being saved or destroyed.